Chinese pork producers are resorting to mass live burials as the government struggles to contain a deadly pig virus that's decimating Asia's pork supplies. African swine fever doesn't affect humans, but it can cause 100% mortality in herds of wild and domesticated pigs. Amid international efforts to find a vaccine, Australian authorities and those in the industry are bracing for an outbreak some fear is inevitable, as John Daly reports.
Under cover of darkness, hundreds of pigs are being buried alive in the northern province of Hebei. It's the grisly reality of China's losing battle against African swine fever, a virus which has already spread to 55 countries and three continents. Hebei Shinda Livestock Company once owned 25,000 pigs. Its general manager, Li Sishu, recently ordered the disposal of most of them.
We started to cull on February 22nd. Within 2 days, we buried more than 6,000 pigs alive. There were also 15,000 pigs, which were dead already. During the course of culling, lots of employees were crying, tears running down their faces. They raised big pigs from babies.
As the crisis deepens, there's a growing international effort to find a vaccine. The World Organization of Animal Health is meeting in Paris this week. Its president and Australia's chief veterinarian, Mark Shipp, is among the delegates.
In the last week, Spain have announced a vaccine that might be suitable for vaccination of wild boars, but there's still no commercial vaccine and no vaccine available for domestic pigs. In the event that a farm in Australia were to become infected, we would slaughter out the entire farm, decontaminate and disinfect that property so it would be out of business for some months.
Australian pork producers are increasingly alarmed as the swine fever spreads into Southeast Asia. West Australian Pork Producers Association President Dawson Bradford fears an outbreak on home soil is imminent.
Yeah, well, certainly eventually you'd think it would do. I mean, I know the Americans are talking about when they get it, not if they get it. You just hope we can keep it out as long as we can and hopefully there's a vaccine developed that will control it in time. You don't mean to be pessimistic, but odds are that eventually it will get here. We've just got to try and keep it out for as long as we can.
Australian authorities have confirmed 46 detections of African swine fever in pork products confiscated from travellers at two airports, but biosecurity measures aren't 100% effective, and Mr Bradford says an infection will be disastrous for Australian pork producers.
I think you'd probably see the industry halve overnight. People would definitely go out. It's always hard to pick numbers, but I suspect there'll be a lot of blood in the water.
That's West Australian pig farmer Dawson Bradford, ending that report by John Daly.